On Art in the Air Spotlight, we welcome once again the founder, CEO, and artistic director of the Indiana Ballet Theater, Gloria Tuohy. And she's going to talk about what they have coming up in May and also some of the renovation happening, progress on the Classic Arts Theater. Gloria, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
The fabulous Gloria Tuohy.
So tell us a little bit about Cinderella coming up just in about a week from when this spotlight happens.
Well, as they say, the world is your stage now. You know, theaters are not really existing very much. But so we're around in event halls, and we do eventually go to a theater, a very small one. So on the 7th, it's going to be in Crown Point at the Halls of Justice. On the 13th, it will be at Centennial Park in their ballroom in Munster. And then on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it will be at the Hoosier Theatre in Whiting.
So what kind of audiences are, what is your capacity in each of those venues?
Well, fortunately, they did allow it's any size audience as long as you social distance. So at the first two events, it would only be about 50 people per show. But on the 21st to the 23rd, it'll be about 250 people per show. And so we plan on 5 shows.
Now, you've done this version of Cinderella, Prokofiev's, several times. And you've had people in from all types, from young kids to actual professional dancers. So tell us a little bit about the production values.
Right. Well, we still kind of have that. But we actually only had to go in-house. So the only guests are the male Prince Charming, but the rest of it is either alumni from Indiana Ballet Theatre or our current company members and some of our little students as well. We couldn't do the general open audition, unfortunately, this year.
Right. As we're opening up from the pandemic, and you just briefly maybe touch on how that's influenced you, what are you looking for the rest of the season? Are you going to get back to a much more rigorous schedule, like Nutcracker in an actual theater?
Well, we're hoping. There's several theaters that are reaching out to us as it happens, and Morton being one of them. Eventually, we hope to go to the one that's just opening up, Hard Rock Cafe Casino. It's going to have a 2,000-seat theater.
Oh, okay, sure.
Gary them.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Yes.
But right now, they have to be 21 years and above to be able to perform there. So they're not having their separate entrance for a while. So eventually.
Tell us also, we want to get an update on how the Classic Arts Center is going. That'll be your new home. That's the old nurse's home there on Main Street and Crown Point and everything. And where the progress is on that?
Well, as it happens, everybody's looking for something wonderful to do for the region. And so more people have been interested lately than ever before. And we're looking to start the interior renovation on June the 1st and be open in 2022.
And what's going to be in the spaces? Tell us a little bit about, describe what briefly what's going to be inside that.
Well, yes, Indiana Ballet Theatre will be on the 3rd floor, but we're hoping to have a multitude of arts on the center floor. There'll be a black box theater, or rather a small theater with 85 seats from the Star Plaza on the lower floor.
And then you're hoping to have artists also in that venue?
Yes. So in that center, the second floor, we'll have all different artists.
And the renovation, I know the exterior was done, and that's like about $500,000. But the whole project is, going to be about how many million dollars to get it all done?
Well, actually, we just had a wonderful general contractor that's worked very hard to bring the cost down. And so now it's going to be just $1.5 million we still have to have. So we actually have 6 financial institutions that are ready to put together and make it happen. So
are classes, are ballet classes ongoing?
They are, yes. We actually haven't stopped. We've still got all of our staff. And we've just kept going. So with masks, with social distancing, with Zooming, everything and anything, and we do it.
So once again, tell us how you have three different venues that you have, like in three different locations. Briefly tell us about those, how we can get tickets and your website and everything like that, and hit the dates for Cinderella once again.
Yes. So the dates for Cinderella is May the 7th in Crown Point, May the 13th in Munster, and May the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Whiting. And they should contact for tickets, info@ibtnw.org.
Very good. Well, we're pleased to have you on the show on Spotlight to tell us what's going on with Indiana Ballet Theater, which are located both in Merivale, DeMont, and Valparaiso with studios. Gloria Tuohy, thank you so much for being on Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you soon.